In Syria, U.S. forces exchanged rocket fires with militants it says are aligned with Iran. The attacks injured three American service members, and they come as the U.S. and Iran and other governments tried to renew a nuclear deal that the Trump administration withdrew from. For the latest, we have Here and Now security analyst Jim Walsh in the studio at WBUR. He is senior research associate at the MIT Security Studies Program. Hi, Jim. Welcome back.
Always good to be with you, Scott.
So, Jim, what led to this recent exchange of rocket fire?
Well, the Pentagon said that their strikes were in response to two low-level attacks earlier this month by pro-Syria, pro-Iran militias on U.S. bases in northeastern Syria, one in Green Village and a second at Conoco base.
Yeah, and can you catch us up on what's happening in Syria? What is the U.S. mission there, and who are these fighters accused of being aligned with Iran?
Well, it's hard to believe, Scott, but we're in our 12th year of the Syrian conflict.
My goodness.
It's something where everyone there is trying to attack someone. Syria, Russia, Iran, Turkey, Israel, ISIS, the Kurds, and all manner of militias. Last year, 3,700 people were killed, civilians and those involved in the fighting, which was the lowest yearly number yet. And as I eyeballed the numbers this morning, it looks like it will be lower still. But 1,000, even 1,000 deaths, that's defined as a war in my business. So it goes on.
And is there still a significant number of U.S. troops there?
Well, there are 900 troops, roughly, as the average that have been there since 2015. Their main objective is to attack ISIS. Maybe it's also there to protect the Kurdish groups that have supported the U.S. in the past. Maybe it's to hang on to a piece of real estate for bargaining down the road. But it's not a force that's at a size that's going to materially change the outcome there.
All right. Now, this all comes during talks to bring back the Iran nuclear deal, and that would have Tehran curb its nuclear program in return for sanctions being lifted. Is this a delicate time for these talks?
It is always a delicate time, Scott, in U.S.-Iran talks.
Yeah.
They're always half a step from failing or succeeding. But I think what we've had is a flurry of activity, sort of final offers given, final comments by the capitals in this past week. And we are edging towards a deal, I believe.
Yeah, wow. Okay. And does that deal, as best we can tell, look similar to the original deal from years ago, or is there any big change?
You know, it's without a text, it's really hard to know. I would think most of it will remain the same. You know, it's going to be a lot easier to get the parties to agree to something they already agreed to once.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, there are going to have to be some adjustments because when the Trump administration pulled out and then attacked the deal, all that time was coming off the clock. And, you know, the Iranians are unhappy. They're saying, well, what happens to the U.S. if you pull out again in the future? You know, why should we join if you do that? And the U.S. is saying, you know, we have our concerns. But I think at the end of the day, the things they're arguing about right now, none of them have to do with nuclear inspection. I mean, this is a nuclear deal whose primary objective is to shut off a pathway to a nuclear weapon. And none of the reporting that I've seen in the past month, more than a month, you know, there are arguments over how long it lasts and arguments over what happens if the U.S. pulls out or sanctions on the IRGC. But the intrusive demands of transparency on the Iranian program, no one says anything about that. So I presume they'll be pretty robust.
Yeah. And these attacks we've been talking about in the last several days, could those impact the negotiations?
You know, I don't think so. This has been going on, you know, this sort of low intensity back and forth, tit for tat, has been going on for a while. We had another episode under President Biden, what was it, February 2021, I think, of a couple of exchanges. No, this is sort of noise in the background. And it is a reminder that the U.S. and Iran don't like each other, but they're trying to get an agreement on the nuclear issue because that's job one, the most important thing for national security. But still, even with that, there will be disagreements, right? I mean, Iran supports Syria. We don't. So those sorts of things will probably continue in the background, but hopefully at least with no nuclear weapons and open channels of communication.
Yeah. And Iran has, of course, been under sanctions. How do you imagine their negotiators are approaching this? Strategically, what do they want?
Well, I think they do. You're right. They want sanctions relief. I think that's number one for them. That's why they've sort of, as even since 2013, they've always sort of given in on our nuclear demands. But they want sanctions relief. They wanted relief on the their military, the Revolutionary Guard, they're not going to get that. I mean, I think the sign of a deal typically that works is one in which neither party, none of the parties are as thrilled as they could be, but they all get something out of it, and so they swallow it and move forward. And I think politically that's what's going on here, right? We have a war in Europe. We have economic problems because of that war all over the world, inflation, COVID, you know, both parties don't have a lot of enthusiasm for this, especially domestically in Iran, domestically in the U.S., but they're going to swallow hard and do it because they don't want another problem on top of all the problems they have.
That is Here and Now security analyst Jim Walsh, senior research associate at the MIT Security Studies Program. Jim, thank you once again.
Thank you, Scott.